Koftes Tammuz, Sunday the 7th of July, Rabbi David Kahn. The Raid on Entebbe, what the Halacha would say. This week's Shurim have been sponsored by Family Grossman, Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Chaim Yosef, Ben Yisachar Dov, Zichrono Levracha.
Very good, good morning. The topic of the Shir, Raid on Entebbe, is just an example. It's just an example, but really, the question is a question that's can apply to anybody, really. The question is, if one finds oneself in a situation where somebody is in danger, and in order to save them, I have to put myself into a certain amount of danger, am I allowed to? That's the question. Am I allowed to? And to give an example, this has got very far-reaching ramifications. Just to give a few, and list a few, organ donations. Where a kidney, for example, or something, you have to undergo an operation in order somebody else will definitely perish if you don't donate a kidney, for example, but there's a certain amount of a danger involved going under the knife, that alone. Now the question is, am I allowed to or am I mechuyev to? Where is this? There is a din of Reisamot al Damriach, I'm supposed to save someone's life, so maybe there's a chiyuv. On the other hand, for Chai Bohem, I've got to look after myself. Maybe I'm not allowed to. And the question is, where is this? Somebody who is in the fire brigade, so you have to know what buildings, what situations are you allowed to go into a building to save someone? When are you mechuyev to? When are you not allowed to? And similarly, a lifeguard at the beach would be the same. You could even have a doctor who is supposed to be helping a patient who's got a very contagious, dangerous disease. There's a certain amount of danger involved. And, of course, you've got the last situation where you've got soldiers in the army, and then you've got the question of Entebbe, which is maybe we'll use that as an example, which is the situation was it the right thing to do halachically? Were they allowed to send however many soldiers they sent along to this, to try and save the hostages? Were they allowed to put soldiers who would otherwise not have been in danger? Are they allowed to put them in danger? There's of course another question which we won't get to today, but it's certainly something to discuss. Are you allowed to free terrorists in order to be able to trade them in for hostages? And this is a big question. Why? Because the question is that you're putting other people in danger as a result. I don't think we're going to manage that today, but it's certainly something, it falls within the remit of this topic. 2 points. Before we go on to some Mara Mekoimus, I just want to make 2 points. Number one is that questions like this, which are Pikuach Nefesh Shailas, we'll discuss them today. We'll look at some Mara Mekoimus, but clearly, where people's lives are in danger, this is a question for Gedolim to tell us where the limits are. So we can go through them together, and that's our chiyuv to do, to come and to learn and to be able to know the Marim Mekomis and to be able to think about it and work it out for ourselves. We're supposed to use our seichel, but we've got to these questions, the limits, the precise answers surely need to be referred to the G'dolei HaPoskim to be able to direct us and tell us when yes and when no. Next one is, one has to know that the Torah does not make any distinction between human beings, whether they're wearing, what clothes they're wearing. Whether they're wearing ordinary civilian clothes, or whether they're wearing army clothes, whether they are on an army mission, or whether they are on a civilian mission, there is no such distinction in halacha about the difference between the two. There is no such distinction, and although in the world wide, they may regard that soldiers can take more of a risk than civilians, in halacha, I know of no such makor for such a thing. Let's go on to, sorry?
Soldiers are in a different category.
Why? So we'll try and deal with that. But you should not, I'm mentioning at the outset, The reason why I mentioned it is because I thought you might think otherwise, but the din is not like that. There's no difference between, you have to make the same considerations. You may not send soldiers into a situation of danger any more than you can firefighters or lifeguards if the level of danger is some... All you're saying, excuse me, if I can just define what you're saying, all you're saying is if someone is trained, then the level of danger is less. But defining, giving a level of danger, if you quantify a certain percentage risk that this, whoever it is going to perish as a result, so then you've got to take that into account. All you're telling me is that somebody who's trained, so the level is lower. So if it's below the threshold, then that's fine.
The person advised me to die. The person who's trained against the mouse, who 70-80% will survive against the mouse.
He's not... Or I can tell you, 70 or 80% he's not allowed to go in. That I can tell you clearly, absolutely, categorically. Categorically, 70, 80%, no way. Yes? To give him I'll tell you something else. The fire brigade won't let him go in. Never mind the halacha. You speak to the people, they'll tell you they won't allow him to go in. If there's a 20 to 30% chance that he's going to perish, they won't let him go in. But we'll see. Let's have a look at some sources. Let's have a look at some sources, yeah? Gesundheit, you're very welcome to ask afterwards and take it from there. Let's see. What have we got? There's a Gemara, first of all, a Gemara in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says, Minayin l'roidef ha-chaveiru l'horgoi, she-nitan la-atzilu b'nafshoi, Talmud lo'ima lo'isamoid al-dam re'echo. So you've got to, there's a din, a chiyuv, first of all, the basic source, a chiyuv to do all you can to save somebody else. So you can't behave like an Englishman and just lift up your newspaper and pretend you didn't see it. If you see somebody who's in danger and you can save him, you've got to get out there and save, be matzel, save the nirdif from the roidif. That's an explicit Gemara. V'ho, l'hochi, Yehuda, also says the Gemara, is that what we need this pasuk for? Haimi boile lichadasanya. We need it for another din, as the Brisa tells us. Minai l'royas chaveru shutoyver v'nohor. From where do you know if you see somebody drowning in the river? Oichaya goyorosoi, or he's been attacked, he's being schlepped away by a wild beast. Oilistim, or the human version of the same. Boy, no love, shehu chayev latziloi, you've got to save him. So Talmud loima, so the posset tells you, leisamod al dam riecho. So the Gemara, einochanami, the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, gufa, minay lerois chavei shu tevei benor, oi chayev go rosso, you listed me boy, no love, shehu chayev latziloi, Talmud loima, leisamod al dam riecho. Says the Gemara, vaho mehocho nafka, mehoso nafka, avedas gufoi, minayin, Talmud Loima Vashi Voisaloi. So the Gemara in the end says that there's a chiyuv, one we learn from Leisamad Adam Riecho, the other we learn from Vashi Voisaloi. If there's a chiyuv Ashavas Aveda when it comes to one's property, of course there's a chiyuv Ashavas Aveda to return somebody's life to them when it would otherwise be lost. And that's what says the Gemara Imi Hosom. I couldn't just learn it from Rashi Voiseloi. I need the pasuk of Leisamad Adam Riecho, because Hava Mina Hanimila Benafshe. Then I would have thought that all you have to do is you have to make the effort. Avol Mitrach, he says, Umega Agure, to go and to hire someone to save him. I would have said not. When it comes to Ashoras Aveda, you're not Mechuyev to spend money in order to save somebody else's property. Kamash Malon, Leisamos Adam Dam Riecho, and Eloisa say, you know, that you have to be Motzi Kol Mamoincho in order to be able to not to transgress the Eloisa say, Leisamos Adam Riecho. From here you learn that you've got to use all your resources in order to save somebody's life. But we haven't yet talked about putting a person in danger. Now, this actual din as it is, the Rambam in Hilchas Ritzeach, Paskins, Kol Hayocho Lahatzil, Veloi Hitzil, Oive Aloi Samud Aldam Riecho. Quite clearly, the Rambam Paskins is Gemara, Vechein, Horoyes Chaveu Tevei Bayom, etc. He brings a whole lot of examples, but nowhere is there any mention in the Rambam about putting oneself at risk. That's all. You've got to do everything you can, but nowhere does he mention putting yourself at risk. And the Kesev Mishnah actually takes the Rambam up on this point. And he says like this. He says the source of the Rambam is the Gemara we've just learned together. And he quotes the Gemara. And now along comes the Kesev Mishnah, and he says like this. The Kosev HaRosh, The Rosh writes, "V'hanitzo at chayev lifroya lamatzil mashu hoitzi." Don't worry. Whatever you spent, the person who you've saved, if it was a legitimate expenditure, he has to foot the bill. That's what he says. Now he says, "Why? De'enodom chayev lahatzil nefesh chaveru b'mamoinoi." You don't have to lose. You don't have to foot the bill. You have to foot it initially, but he has got to pay you back later. That's what he says. La'hecha de'islim m'mayne la'nitzel. V'kosa, by the way, and if he doesn't have, so then he's an oni. So like any other oni, we've got to collect for him, we've got to look after him. But initially, that's what's got to be. Now, the hagos maimini ovar loisamlit. Now, by Yerushalmi, the Gemara Yerushalmi seems to disagree with the Gemara Bavli, because the Gemara Yerushalmi says, afilu lahachnis atzmei besofik sakona chayev ad kan l'sheino. That is an explicit quote from the Gemara Yerushalmi. You mechuyev to put yourself in a sofik sakona to be able to vadai, certainly save somebody else. So why didn't the Rambam mention it? Says the Kesef Mishnah, who of course is the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, the Baal Shulchan Aruch. V'nira shehatam mipnei shehaloi vadai hu, vadai hu, vadai, and hu sofik. That's what he says the reason is. But the Rambam didn't mention it. He does not paskin it. And nor does Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. No mention of the Yerushalmi is mentioned. Says the Sma in Chayshul Mishpat, Simon Tov Chof Vov, right at the end of Chayshul Mishpat, is a Simon all about not putting oneself in danger. If you want to look for a simon there, it's right at the end of Chayshul Mishpat. Very interesting. So I suppose the epitome, the absolute epitome of one's property is oneself. And therefore, that's what it's doing in Shulchan Aruch. It's a monetary matter, interestingly. It's at the end. It tells you all about not putting yourself in danger and what you've got to do to save other people. So there, the Shulchan, there the Sma says the following: Ubagos maimini kosvu de Yerushalmi masik. The Yerushalmi comes to the conclusion that tzorich afil lahachnis atzmei b'sofik sakona. He says v'heveu habeis Yosef. The Beis Yosef does bring it. V'kosav zel l'sheina. The Beis Yosef says v'nir shatam hu mipnei shalo yvadai hu sofik. Gam ze hishmitay hamachaber v'horomo. Why is it Nistar Shulchan Aruch? Kiven Shapoiskim Horif for Rambam Vorosh Vator. Loi Hivioi Pepiskeem Mishum Hochi Shmituhu. They missed it out. So that's all the Sma's telling you. Don't blame the Shulchan Aruch. Don't blame the Ramah, the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Tor. They've all missed it out. And therefore, that's why Shulchan Aruch didn't paskin it. But why? What's going on? Why is it? So there's a Pisrei Tshuva on this over there in Siman Tov Chof Vov. Oyve aloisamad adam reecho, if you don't save someone. And he quotes the Sma, v'ayim b'seifa agudas ezov, mehagon maram zev, shekos of tam nochein. He gave a correct reason, ma dehorif v'arambam v'arosh v'ator, loy hiviu divrei ha-Yerushalmi. Why didn't they bring the din of the Yerushalmi b'zeh? Mishum desvira lehu, because they hold the Talmud Didon, the Gemara Bavli, Polig ala Yerushalmi Bahor. There's no Gemara Bavli about it. Surely something as important as that. And the Gemara is talking about saving people. Why didn't the Gemara say that not just your property, not just your own efforts, not just your property, your wealth, your resources, you've got to make available to save someone? Why didn't the Gemara say a greater chiddush? You've even got to put yourself in danger. Says that Gudas Ezov, you know why? Because that is a clear indication the Gemara Bavli disagrees with you, Shalmi. You're not allowed to put yourself in danger. V'shom b'seifa seifa b'ashmotas hevi b'shem Radvaz. He brings from the Tshuvas Radvaz, Shekosov kein b'pshitas. The Radvaz writes it as a doma poshet. You mustn't put yourself in any element of danger to save somebody else. Why? D'sveika d'day. Your own sofik is odif, more important, i.e., HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires us, our first port of call, let's call it what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has demanded of us that we protect our own well-being over and above anybody else's. The first port of call of responsibility is towards ourselves. We've got to make sure that we sustain our own lives, that comes first. Therefore, as a result of that, he says, that is odif mivadai dechavri, says the Radvaz. Explicitly he says so. And, but he continues, and he says, ulom but, sorich lishkol ho'inyan heitev, you've got to consider this carefully in any particular situation that you come across, im yesh b'sofik sakona, if there's a real sofik, or just you're lazy, paranoic, you'd rather do something else, etc., and it's just an excuse, v'loyle daktik b'yosa, not to be too nervous about not saving somebody else, but putting yourself in danger, i.e. something that's not a tangible danger. You're not allowed to say, well, who knows, maybe I'm putting myself in danger. That you're not allowed to do. And he brings the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia says, Minayin, from where do we know? It says in the Pasuk, Efes ki lo yeh b'cho evyoim, shelcho koidun shelcho lodom. So if you have an Aveda, you've lost something, and somebody else has lost something, and you can only save one of the two, the din is, yours comes first. Why? Because the Pasuk says immediately afterwards, Efes ki lo yeh b'cho evyoim, that although there's a din of Ashivos alone, that you are not mechuyev to become poor as a result. Yet the Gemara says, V'omar av Yehuda omarav, kol ha-mekayim batz mekach, seif bo lidei kach. If you're too pedantic about worrying about your own property and not thinking about other people's losses, then it'll become a self-fulfilling, not prophecy, but it'll happen. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us, on the one hand, we're allowed to look after our own property first, but we're not to turn a blind eye in all cases and not think maybe really the chance of my property being lost or being found is minimal. I could definitely save his. In such a case, one should have a generous look. One should look at other people's situations with a generous eye, and if our own Aveda, or our own possibility either of saving the Aveda or realistically of it becoming an Aveda is minimal, one's supposed to tend to other people's Vadai Aveda first. That's what we learn. The Radvaz quotes that.
This is Sophic,
right?
Right.
You don't know whether?
It's a Sophic.
Well, but this is what we're coming to. Basically, what the Radvaz is saying, what the Radvaz is saying over here is, and this is the reason why it's been missed out, is because if there is a genuine, a tangible risk to your life, you're not allowed to go and save somebody else to put yourself at risk. But if it's minimal, i.e., it's something which you can say, you're well trained, you know how to do it, you've done it before, you've been trained how to do it, you feel confident that you're going to be able to get in to this blazing building and pull the people out and still come out alive, or you'll get to a situation, if you get to a situation where you find it's too dangerous, you can still get out again, then you're mechuyev not to say, yeah, but what would the insurance company say about my life policy if I become a fireman? That you mustn't do. You've got to do what you can do to save the person and not be overly pedantic about the possible risks. But if there's a tangible risk to yourself, says the Radvaz, and all the indication is the fact that that our Gemara is chelik on the Yerushalmi, and you're not allowed to put yourself in danger.
Any foot soldier at the front is taking a high risk.
Sorry, any?
Any foot soldier at the front line is taking a very high risk.
Foot soldier, excuse me, I don't...
Soldier.
We'll come to wars in a moment. But just before we come to that, there's a fascinating Gemara in Nida, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara is Hanu Bnei Galila, the Nofak Alayu, those people who lived in the Galil, yes, in Eretz Israel, the Nofak Alayu Kola, there was a rumor about them, the Kotel Nafsho, that they'd kill someone. So the authorities were after them for murder. Osala kame de Rav Tarfon, if you don't mind. They knocked on Rav Tarfon's door and asked him to hide them. So Osala kame de Rav Tarfon, Omrule, they said, Lit marine on ma, please would you hide us? They're after us. Please would you hide us in your house? Omalu, he said to them, Hechin Avid, he said, what should we do with this situation? Iloyat marinchu, if I don't hide you, so chozu yosaichu, they're going to, they'll find you, and they'll possibly kill you. At marinchu, but if I do hide you, homo rabbonon, the rabbonon said, heilish nabisha, when it comes to loshon hara, af al gavde lekibula lemi boya, even though you're not allowed to accept loshon hara as being true, nonetheless, meichesh lemi boya, you have to be choshesh, maybe it's true. Zilu, therefore he said, terribly sorry. Zilu, go atun, you yourselves, tomru nafshaychu, go and hide yourselves in the forest, hide yourselves elsewhere, but leave me out of this one, because at least there's a rumor about it. I can't believe it, that it's definitely true, but maybe it's true. Now there's a machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos, what the Tafan was worried about. Fascinating. Tosfos says, and you'll see why I'm taking Tosfos first. Tosfos says, the reason is, because, he says, Sheyesh lo chush lelot l'shoin hora, lehaminoi legabei zeh, sheyezoesh lo yovei lo hefsed veloi lacherim. He says, the reason is, I'm going to do Rashi first, because Tosfos quotes Rashi. I wanted to do Tosfos first, but let's do Rashi first. Rashi says, Meichesh leimi boya, v'shemo horaktem, maybe you really have killed someone. V'osa lehatzileschem. Fascinating, this Rashi. If you really kill someone, then we're not allowed to save you from, yes, perverting the course of justice. That is something that you mustn't do. Why? Because these people are dangerous. They're dangerous, and therefore you mustn't. Says Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Pirsh Bekuntrus, V'shema haragtim oslat zilchem. U'bishiltus d'rabachoi mefarish. He says in the Shiltus it explains a different way, a different explanation. Shema haragtim, maybe you did murder, maybe you are guilty. Vin at min eschem, if I save you, then chayvosem roishi lamelech, you will cause me to be killed, because the king will chop my head off, he says. V'hainu meichesh mi boile, and that's what he was saying. So Tosfos learns the reason is because I'm putting myself in danger. Rashi learns a completely different reason. Not because I'm putting myself in danger. Rashi's learning the reason is because I'm not allowed to save you. Nothing to do with putting myself in danger. An interesting point. There are a couple of kashas on this, and then we'll get to war situations. A few kashas simply from Tanakh. Go through a few examples in Torah. First of all, because we learnt now, you're not allowed to put yourself in any danger at all to save somebody else. First question, of course, is, in order in Chumash, Avraham Avinu. With Lot. So how could he go? Kipshul Eish for something else. That's Yehorik Valiavo. That's Yehorik Valiavo, that's Avodah Zorah, and finished. End of story. Clearly, you're not supposed to get, if you can manage not to get caught, you won't, but it wasn't possible. Avraham Avinu was professing, that was it. But how could Avraham Avinu go chasing after the four kings who had overpowered the five kings? So this was no small challenge to go along. And according to the Medrash, it was just Avraham Avinu and Eliezer who's begematria 318. So he didn't really have 318. But even if he had 318 men, it doesn't sound like four kings who overpowered five kings would have less than 318 men fighting in their army. So therefore, Vayishma Avraham Kinishba Ochiv, Vayorakes Chanichov Yilidei Beisei Shmeinos Oshleish Meis Vayodev Adon, Vayecholik Aleem Lailo, Hu Vavodov, Vayakim Vayodefei Matchovo, Hashem Ismoil Ledamesek. That's the posuk, Ledamosik. That's the posuk. How could Avraham Avinu do it? Avraham Avinu kept the Torah. How could it be that he put himself in danger? So there is both a Sfarnoi and a Daz Zakenim on this, which answers this. The Sfarnoi says, Vayicholik Aleem, he says, Letachbulo. This was a maneuver, a war maneuver, a plan, he says, Kedei sheyachshavu shekomu kol hasvivos aleihem, that they should think at night, the terror and the noise is far more, is amplified, and therefore they would think that there was a huge army, a huge army had ambushed them, and therefore, kamei shechoshvom aron ba'omron, kisocha melech Yisrael oleinu. And therefore, Lailo, Gamze mitachbulo shlo yiru, heyoisa ma'atzim, they shouldn't see that there's hardly anybody there. And therefore, since he was, so to speak, Avraham Avinu knew how to fight a battle, he knew with his men how to, therefore they were trained. Since they were trained, even though they were otherwise in danger, but at night they knew that they would just flee and they would be able to be victorious and there was no problem. The Das Kanim says something. This was something, so to speak, physical. He knew that he had the ability, the physical ability, to be able to overcome them, the four kings. But the Daz Kanim says something much more ruchnius. The Daz Kanim says that she'om alohem Avrom lemilchoma onu yoitzim. He says we're going out to war. Mi oish hayorei me'averus shebiyodei yelech v'yoshev levesei. So he says that what happened was, he said, anybody who's got the Averus, they should go back home. I don't want any people in my army, just like it says in the Torah about the Milchomas of Klal Yisrael. Given to Shomu Kach, Holchu v'chozu lehem. That's already a Madrega. Since they heard this, they had already decided, Taka, I've got Averus, I'm not going to be able to fight. V'lo inisha im Avrom, kiem Eliezer avdoi. Only Eliezer remained. He was the only one who was sure that he didn't have any Averus. Everybody has deserted you. I promise you, I'm going to give Koyach Eliezer the equivalent power and strength as much as all of them to put together. Minyan Osius Eliezer Yalu Leminyan Yudches V'Sholosh Meis. So according to this, it's quite clear HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that he was going to be victorious. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you'll be alright, so then there's no sakona, and therefore that answers Avraham Avinu. You've got other situations. You've got Yaakov Avinu, who sent Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. What about that case over there? So you've got Vayomer lo yered bni emochem ki ochiv meis v'hulavad inisho kuro osim baderech asher telchuvo v'yirate meseivosivi ogein shaylo. So the question is, how does that work? How was he prepared to send Binyamin down if he was genuinely worried about his safety? And if he wasn't, what was the whole fuss about? Yeah, but you can't rely upon nevuas. You've got leibah shomaim here. You've got to be able to act according to what's the right thing to do. So there are a few of those. There's another kasha. What about Esther Hamalko? Kasha ovati ovati. What was the heter for her to go? Sorry. What was the heter? What do you mean national emergency? Therefore, it's mutter. Where's your source? Where's the source? Where do you know it from? Sorry? You can't remember. I'll tell you something. There is a Meiri who says about Esther, Hatzolah de Rabbim Shani. About Esther, he says about, and the Hatzolah de Rabbim is saying by Yoel, that Hatzolah de Rabbim Shani. But none of the other Rishonim quote it, and we'll see that we're going to get into trouble with this. If we go along this path, we'll get into trouble. A much better answer is the answer, sorry? From who? I've got no tainas against Esther Malko. But we want to know why was it correct for her to go? 100%. But why? So we know Esther did the right thing, we can tick the box. She did fine. But the question is, why was it okay? So the question's asked already, how can a soldier go to war? There's no question about it that a soldier going to war, somebody in the army, is in danger. There's no question about it. You can't go to war without there being a danger. We know in wars which are piderach hateva, unfortunately there are always casualties. So therefore, it's dangerous. So the heter is a very interesting heter. The heter is because if you don't go to war, so you're going to be wiped out anyway. You're all going to be wiped out. If you don't defend yourself against the enemy, so the enemy's going to wipe everybody out. So therefore, there's a din. What is it? It's called, you've got what's called Chai Shor versus Chai Oilom. says that back to the situation where I'm allowed to undergo a risky operation where if the patient doesn't have the operation, he'll definitely die, and if he does have the operation, it might be successful and he'll recover, or it might go the other way and he'll die on the operating table. So is he allowed to gamble? The doctor says he'll definitely live for 2 months. Is he allowed to gamble the next 2 months in order to give him sustained health that he can live for many years? So the din is, we paskin, it's a whole sugya shir on its own, we paskin, but yes, you must, because chaye shor is nothing compared with a chance of chaye olam. And therefore, if a person is a situation where a country has to defend itself, if the army doesn't fight, then everyone, including the army, is going to be wiped out. And therefore, all you're gambling is chaye shor by going to the battlefront, because each and every soldier is in the danger anyway, and therefore it's mutter. That would, by the way, answer Binyamin, how Yaakov could send Binyamin down, because otherwise they would have starved, because there was a famine, there was nowhere else to get food from. So therefore, it was only chaye shor. Yaakov Avinu was only gambling Binyamin's chaye shor, because otherwise, in order to be able to achieve chaye olam. Similarly with Esther Hamalko, because that was what Mordechai was saying to her, Al tadami v'nafsheich, because they're going to discover that you are from Klal Yisrael too. Eventually they'll discover it, in which case you'll also be destroyed. And therefore, there was a situation of chaye shor that you're allowed to gamble chaye shor. You must gamble chaye shor in order for a chance to save chaye olam. Very, very important, this situation. We have another one. Just bring one or two more examples. With the Chashmonaim, when they fought the Yavonim, we had the same thing. Rabim Be'ad Me'atim, that was certainly a very great danger. However good soldiers they may have been, however good they were at fighting, there was definitely a nace goddle, no question about it. And there was no assurance in sorry? Look, I don't know. I don't know, I wasn't there. But whichever way it was a nace godel, and we put this in Alanissim. So therefore, it was definitely a nace. Ein seyuchim ala nace. So the answer is, because chay shor for chay olam, that's for sure what you must do. And therefore, the other examples, Shimon and Levi, fighting against Shechem, how could they do it to save Dinah? So there as well, the whole plan was in order to weaken them, so that they wouldn't put themselves in danger. And we find that Yaakov Avinu's taina at the end was, Achal Zimoisi, you've now put us in danger. And that you're not allowed to do, even if it's to save Dinah, you mustn't put yourself in danger. Yeah.
It doesn't work with an extra shush to conquer territory, does it? Because there, you're voluntarily putting yourself in danger.
Correct. Correct, correct. For Mechemes Rushus, you need a Havtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It must be Al-Pi Hashem. And when it's Al-Pi Hashem, then there's no risk to life. Back to Avraham Avinu, going to save Lot, he had Havtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you come to the situation of a raid on Entebbe situation, where you have there, so now you have a situation where the country was not in danger. Now the question is, are you allowed to send tens of soldiers, whoever they sent, whoever it was, however large the team is, were you allowed to send them out in order to save the hostages who definitely needed saving? They were definitely in danger. And the halacha is quite clear, there's absolutely no heter to do so. No heter to do so. What heter is there to send soldiers out in order to be able to save all of them? The question is, is there a heter that it is a deterrence? That's the only question is there a heter that would be a deterrent? It in itself, you would not have the heter of chaye shor, you would not have that because these soldiers would not be in danger because it wasn't a danger to the country as such. The only question is there a heter as far as being a deterrent? And for that, there's a last Gemara that I'll give you, with that we'll finish. There's a Gemara about it, and the Gemara says, Om Rav Yehuda Marav, Nochrim Shetzoru Al Ayores Yisrael, non-Jews who surround the Jewish cities, Ein Yotzim Aleim B'Klizayin, I'm talking about on Shabbos, Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Hei, you're not allowed to go out and fight them with weaponry, the ein mechalim aleim es haShabbos, you mustn't be mechal haShabbos in order to save that situation. Tanya nami ochi, we've learned the same thing. Nochrim shetzoru. Then the Gemara said, but why not? If they've only come to save, in order only come to steal money, if they've come in order to kill, then you're allowed to take your weaponry out on Shabbos. You're allowed to. Says the Gemara, if it is a city which is near the border, even if there's no danger, risk to anybody's life, they just want shmonsers. That's all they want. Why? Because since it's a border town, so therefore if they see it's easy to enter and there's no opposition, there will be a sofik to nefoshes in the end. So now you have to weigh up and say, is the deterrent, are you allowed to do this? Is there a heter? If there would be a significant deterrent value out of doing it, yes, there would be. Then there possibly a heter under this Gemara. But I must tell you that somebody from the shul told us that his first cousin is somebody very high up in the army, and they reviewed what happened in Entebbe, the whole raid and the whole thing, and they came to they debated, would they do this again? And the conclusion was unequivocal. They said they must have been crazy to go into this. The chances of succeeding in this, even though they built the airport and the whole thing, the know-how they had, but the chances of being successful, this type of thing, was absolutely so small, it was no question at all that it was a great nace, that it worked at all, and therefore you have to know, if it's not going to work, then it's not going to be a deterrent. On the contrary, if you're sure, you're pretty sure it's going to work, in which case, presumably the risk factor is also pretty low, then you can weave in to the equation the deterrent factor, and therefore be matir. But you must know that the risk in itself, in principle, we may not take a risk with our own lives in order to be able to save somebody else. But I must add that nowadays, if there's a burglar who breaks into your home, chas v'shalom, it shouldn't happen to leolechem v'leolenu, even though you might say, well, all he wants is a bit of cash or a lot of cash, but nonetheless, these people are dangerous, and if there's a burglar breaking in, either to your house or to a neighbour, you've got to call the police. You've got to call the police, because it's iskei nefoshes. These people are certainly choshed and nefoshes, and therefore in such a case, you do need to call the authorities, call the police, and make sure that nobody gets into danger.